News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
What a testimony! The heathen stand up and say, there is no God who can deliver like this, so don't even speak against this God. Would that we, the body of Christ, would be a living testimony like this. That even the heathen would stand up and go, we're not messing with that guy's God. I don't know him, but I'm telling you, I ain't messing with him. So even though things got really, really bad before they got better, they did get better because first there's a proclamation acknowledging the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Then they got a promotion. See, you know, we sit there and we face what seems like execution. Could be in our job. Could be in relationships, could be in different situations, things that are contrary or against what God has spoken of us. And if we will lay hold and trust God to deliver us, don't butt in, how's God going to deliver us? Because could Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go, you know, Jesus, it would have been really nice if you'd have showed up before we got thrown in the furnace. That would have been nice. Wouldn't have been half the testimony. It wouldn't have. Because if think about it, they got thrown in, and the guys who threw them in are in an ash heap at the side of the furnace, and they're walking around with the fourth looks like the Son of God, and they come out, just come walking out, no hair singed on them, their clothes are fine, they don't even smell like fire or smoke. And then the heathen are sitting there promoting them and talking about there is no other God like this. Would that have happened if God said, no, you're not getting thrown in the furnace? Now, understand that you may get thrown in a furnace, but God is always delivering you. God's not late. Do you understand? God's on time. Your version of on time is different. Just be honest. Be honest, we're all reading this going, couldn't he have just not let him get thrown in the furnace? Couldn't he have? Couldn't after these guys get burnt up trying to throw him in, they like trip, they don't get him in, God delivered him. But see, that's the thing is that our opinion of what deliverance looks like is very different than God's opinion of what deliverance looks like. Does this look like deliverance to you? Does this look like deliverance to you? Some of you think so. Does this look like deliverance to you? Would you be willing to be thrown in the furnace? I'm just saying, none of us want to go in the furnace, but we all agree this is deliverance. God deliver me. God deliver me before the furnace. God deliver me before the furnace. Just keep trusting God. He will deliver you, furnace or no. God's not going to fall short. God doesn't change his mind. There is so much more I wanted to say on this. Proverbs 29:25. Standing in front of King Nebuchadnezzar, and Pastor Kurt did an entire conference off of this verse. Proverbs 29:25. And again, Pastor Kurt did an entire conference on this. It says, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. There was an opportunity for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego standing in front of King Nebuchadnezzar that when he's saying, hey, listen, if you'll just bow down, if you'll just bow down, I won't throw you in the furnace. That's all you have to do. Just do it this one time while everybody's looking so you don't make a fool out of me. The fear of man brings a snare. Do you know that if they would have bowed down, first of all, there would be no deliverance for them? Because if it were not this time that they got thrown in the furnace, there would be something else. Because the jealousy of the Chaldeans are what brought them to this place of accusation to begin with. And that jealousy was not going to subside just because they bowed their knee to some ridiculous gold image. There would have been another cause. And in that time, because they bowed their knee before, they would not have licensed God for future deliverance. And listen, if you've bowed your knee before for the fear of man that brought a snare, God bless you. If you've bowed your knee previously, repent. Lord, show me where I've bowed my knee. Show me where I've feared man instead of trusting you. Show me where I've feared circumstances instead of trusting you, because I don't want to live that way. I want to authorize you and license you to be Almighty God in my life, because I choose to trust you. Matthew 14:22. Now this, remember, Jesus is walking on water and all right, we're just going to read this. So y'all who are just sitting at home, hanging out on the couch, just be all like gracious and grateful that these people here are willing to sit a few more minutes, because we're going to hang out a few more minutes, okay? Yeah, amen. Okay, so immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Because this is what Jesus would do. Jesus would pour out, and then he would go spend time with the Father. That was what he did, and he set that example for us. So as we're pouring out to others, we need to retreat to go spend time with the Father. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Read that together with me. Nope. The boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. So the boat was doing what? It was rocking. It's being tossed. Why? Because the wave was contrary. The wind was contrary. What does that mean? Contrary to a smooth sailing. It was opposing smooth sailing. So this was not great sailing weather. Okay. We all remember verse 24. This is important. So verse 25. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid," because Jesus is cool like that. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." What did verse 24 say? The boat was tossed by the waves because the wind was contrary. Okay. So he said, "Come." Did Peter give him many options? What did he say? "Lord, if it's you, bid me come." That would be like you saying, "Pastor, if that's really you, come here." Okay, it's really me. You didn't give me an alternative. I have one command, come. So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out to the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now let me ask you again, what's going on around them? The boat is tossed by the waves because the wind is contrary. Did it say everything had settled down before this? No. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, so he's already walking on the water. Go back to verse 29 for a second. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. What is he doing right now? Walking on the water. Yes? Even though the boat was rocking, right? It was being tossed by the waves because the wind was contrary. And then verse 30, but when he saw that the wind was boisterous, do you know why? Because he was so focused on Jesus, he wasn't paying attention to the winds and the waves. But then he got distracted by the circumstances that were already going on around him before he was walking on water. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. 18 years ago this weekend was the grand opening of our celebration.